From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, April 7th. Coming up, we'll look back on a local talk show that aired on WILL AM for 30 years. Jim Meadows will tell us the history of Focus 580. That story coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois House Democrats are out with their budget proposal for the next fiscal year. It suggests putting more toward tax breaks and public safety than the governor wanted, nearly $1.4 billion instead of $1 billion. State Representative Greg Harris says the state can afford that.
We need to support families in our state by returning some money to them to deal with the costs of inflation. We know inflation is a problem. We know our tax receipts have risen.
The plan keeps the governor's proposed freeze of the annual gas tax increase, suspension of the grocery tax, and property tax rebates. It expands who's eligible for the earned income tax credit and increases it permanently. And the plan spends more on public safety by doing things like sending more money to local police departments for equipment, training, and social outreach programs. Illinois' Prisoner Review Board is operating with only 6 of its 15 seats filled. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes reports on what that means for the incarcerated.
The work of the Prisoner Review Board is too much for 6 people. That's according to Jennifer Volen-Katz. She's the executive director of the John Howard Association, which independently monitors prisons. Volen-Katz said on the 21st talk show that the board normally processes thousands of cases of people released from prison who are accused of violating the terms of their release.
We often find that whatever the accusation is, it's either unsubstantiated or it was a misunderstanding. But if you don't have the board available to hear that, they will sit in prison for up to 90 days until they can be released. And that is really problematic. Those are people that are going to lose apartments, that are going to lose jobs.
State senators have denied new appointments to the Prisoner Review Board in recent weeks while focusing on a few cases of parolees who were originally convicted for violent crimes. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The Champaign County Audubon Society has started taking local residents out into nature to birdwatch. The Sunday morning walks are led by area birdwatchers and stretch 1 to 2 miles through Busey Woods and Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. Colin Dobson is the president of the organization and a University of Illinois student. He says the Audubon Society's goal of getting the community out and about in nature is rewarding for everyone involved.
To see everyone's smiles on their faces when I point to them a warbird they've never seen before, something else they've never seen before, is joy. It's great to see.
The group meets every Sunday at 7:30 a.m. at the Anita Purvis Nature Center in Urbana. Dobson says the walks will continue through the spring migration season, which ends in late May, unless storms roll in on a Sunday morning. For more information, visit the Champaign County Audubon Society Facebook page. Still to come, we'll look back at a longtime staple in the WILL AM lineup, the Focus 580 talk show. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. WILL Radio marked the 100th anniversary yesterday of its first broadcast. And throughout our centennial year, we're bringing you stories about our history. Today, we're looking back on a locally produced talk show that launched in 1981 and became a mainstay of the AM 580 schedule. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports on the legacy of Focus 580 in this story that first aired in March.
This is Focus 580, our telephone talk program. My name's David Inge. Glad to have you with us this morning.
That's David Inge, opening one of the estimated 12,000 hours of Focus 580 that he hosted on WILL-AM. Inge, who started at WILL as a news reporter, says Focus 580 was the brainchild of WILL's director of broadcasting at the time, Don Mullally.
And I think he had the idea that we could do a show that would draw on the vast expertise of the university and the community, and again, try to connect people who have answers with people who have questions.
In time, Focus 580's guest list expanded to include not just the local community, but the world. When the program was launched, there were no national daily programs on public radio beyond All Things Considered and Morning Edition. So Focus 580, along with its companion show, The Afternoon Magazine, went after some of the same sort of guests you might hear on Fresh Air, are Here and Now.
We're talking this morning with Senator Al Gore. His book is entitled Earth in the Balance, Ecology and the Human Spirit.
I think that in order to heal the ecological crisis, we have to look at the lack of connection between our individual lives and the larger web of relationships from family.
In this part of Focus 580, we'll be speaking with Henry Louis Gates, Jr.
The black middle class has almost quadrupled since April 1968. But black poverty remained the same. If we don't do something drastic now, then the class divide within the black community will be permanent, and never the twain between these two classes shall meet.
We're talking this morning with George Martin. He produced every album that the Beatles made from 1962 until 1970.
Certainly, when Abbey Road came along and we all got back together, it was a very happy album. Although John and Paul and George were going their own ways, they made a resolution to work well together on that album, and they did. And they sort of settled their differences, and it was a very, very happy time. I think everybody knew it was the last album.
Focus 580's guest roster over the years includes one future president, a state senator who said he knew people had a hard time saying his name.
Usually the first thing people want to know is, where did I get this name? Barack Obama.
Focus 580's longtime producer, Jack Brighton, was hosting that day in 2004.
During this hour of the program, we'll have another conversation with one of the candidates for the U.S. Senate seat from Illinois. We will talk with Barack Obama.
I'm very proud of my track record at the state level, but I now think that this country is at a crossroads, and the voices of ordinary working people are not being heard in Washington.
As Focus 580's producer, Brighton filled in as host from time to time, but he says it was David Inge who set the show's pace.
David was so broadly read, but also very curious, very interested in the world, and he was willing to do the work. He worked incredibly hard to be prepared.
Despite his preparation, Inge was always ready to step aside for another component of the show, phone calls from listeners.
Our guest this morning is film critic Roger Ebert, and we have several people who would like to talk with you, so we'll give them the chance to do that. Hello.
Hi there. I wanted to thank Mr. Ebert for the splendid job he did hosting the movie last night.
Were you there?
I was there.
Wasn't that, you know, when the curtain opened on the size of that screen, the audience applauded. They were not applauding the movie, and they were not applauding the credits. They were applauding the screen.
Guests on Focus 580 could always expect to encounter questions and comments from listeners. Jack Brighton says their calls were mostly unscreened, unlike those at other talk shows where producers put listeners on the air only after they knew what they planned to say.
In fact, we would often defer to callers rather than our own questions of the guest. The idea was, we want this to be a conversation open to anybody in the community.
Brighton says the unscreened callers sometimes led to awkward moments, but he thinks it also established a sense of community among Focus 580's regular listeners, who got to explore a wide range of topics together. And for one category of guest, the callers were the whole point.
Hi, I have a turn-of-the-century Edwardian four-square balloon construction house, the basement.
This caller has a question about a leak in her basement for Hank Spies, a professional home inspector and home repair columnist.
I wonder if that's something I should patch or what to do about that.
Generally speaking, there is not underground pressure, so I suspect that the water that's coming in is water from your own roof.
David Inge says other experts appeared regularly to cover topics like personal finance, auto repair, and health care.
All of those people seemed to be, like, right from the beginning, were really good. They knew how to talk to the listeners, not talk down to them, not be overly technical, be really friendly and really accessible, and were personalities in their own right.
David Inge says hosting Focus 580 was hard work. The show ran for 2 hours every weekday with one guest or topic each hour. Inge came to see Focus 580 as an insatiable monster, always demanding more topics and more guests. But in 3 decades as its host, he says he learned something.
No matter what it is you're talking about, I guarantee you it is more complicated than you think. And that what I hope we encourage people to do was to think carefully, to listen carefully, to look at topics that were complex, realize they were complex, and try to kind of take them apart and look at them piece by piece in some kind of rational way.
David Inge retired in 2012, having hosted Focus 580 for 30 years. After that, the show, now known as Focus, was hosted first by Craig Cohen and then myself, before it left the air in 2014. By then, public radio stations could choose among several national daytime talk shows. Illinois Public Media currently produces another talk show, The 21st, serving downstate Illinois listeners on 6 stations. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a chance of showers this afternoon and a high of 49 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, Eva Bine, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.